Now turn to part two. You'll hear a man called Sam Patterson giving a talk about his conservation work with a bird called the Floriana mockingbird, found in the Galapagos Islands. For questions 7 to 14, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at part two.
My name's Sam Patterson, and I've just returned from Floriana Island in the Galapagos, where I've been involved in trying to save a particular species of bird. I originally graduated as a biologist, but after working in that field for a while as a press officer for a scientific organisation, I then decided to try my hand as a freelance journalist, and that's how I'm still earning a living. The jobs brought me into contact with many scientific projects, one of which was a charity which approached me as it was looking for publicity to do with its conservation activities. And since I'd just finished working with a zoo on a similar project, I took on the job to go to the Galapagos with their scientific advisor and see the work being done there. The species I was concerned with is called the Floriana mockingbird, which is facing total extinction on the island of Floriana. There may be several reasons for this decline, such as the introduction of predators like cats and disease from black rats. But another important factor has been the introduction of goats, animals brought in initially for domestic purposes, which have been responsible for the destruction of habitat favoured by the birds. Before I left home, I was sent a lot of information to take in. For example, I'd been told we'd have to take extreme precautions not to bring in what the scientists referred to as foreign organisms to the island, and that included examining all our equipment. And, sure enough, when we first arrived on the island by boat, we had to have our clothing checked for anything that might subsequently prove harmful to the island, such as seeds or living things like ants or beetles in our luggage or equipment. It was clear this was a fragile ecosystem we were entering. Of course, by then I was extremely curious to see the mockingbird, and I didn't have long to wait. It turned out to be quite a large brown bird with conspicuous dark patches, red-brown eyes, a long tail and a gracefully curved beak, which I was very taken with. I noticed it also had an alarmingly strident call for such a small bird. News about the bird's situation wasn't all bad. We were told that although numbers had declined between 2003 and 2007, local weather conditions, specifically the unprecedented increase in the amount of rainfall, had caused the population to bounce back. It was clear, however, that any prolonged drought would be catastrophic. Anyway, I'm pleased to report that measures are underway to continue to reintroduce the bird to its native island. But, of course, there's work to do before other conservation projects can be embarked upon. One very important task is to conduct surveys on the island. These would be to establish the degree of local support. Without this, the success rate of projects will be considerably lower. An assessment is already being done as to the state of the current water supply, vital to any creature's survival. Now, does anyone have any questions?
Now you'll hear part two again.
My name's Sam Patterson, and I've just returned from Floriana Island in the Galapagos, where I've been involved in trying to save a particular species of bird. I originally graduated as a biologist, but after working in that field for a while as a press officer for a scientific organisation, I then decided to try my hand as a freelance journalist, and that's how I'm still earning a living. The jobs brought me into contact with many scientific projects, one of which was a charity which approached me as it was looking for publicity to do with its conservation activities. And since I'd just finished working with a zoo on a similar project, I took on the job to go to the Galapagos with their scientific advisor and see the work being done there. The species I was concerned with is called the Floriana mockingbird, which is facing total extinction on the island of Floriana. There may be several reasons for this decline, such as the introduction of predators like cats and disease from black rats. But another important factor has been the introduction of goats, animals brought in initially for domestic purposes, which have been responsible for the destruction of habitat favoured by the birds. Before I left home, I was sent a lot of information to take in. For example, I'd been told we'd have to take extreme precautions not to bring in what the scientists referred to as foreign organisms to the island, and that included examining all our equipment. And, sure enough, when we first arrived on the island by boat, we had to have our clothing checked for anything that might subsequently prove harmful to the island, such as seeds or living things like ants or beetles in our luggage or equipment. It was clear this was a fragile ecosystem we were entering. Of course, by then I was extremely curious to see the mockingbird, and I didn't have long to wait. It turned out to be quite a large brown bird with conspicuous dark patches, red-brown eyes, a long tail and a gracefully curved beak, which I was very taken with. I noticed it also had an alarmingly strident call for such a small bird. News about the bird's situation wasn't all bad. We were told that although numbers had declined between 2003 and 2007, local weather conditions, specifically the unprecedented increase in the amount of rainfall, had caused the population to bounce back. It was clear, however, that any prolonged drought would be catastrophic. Anyway, I'm pleased to report that measures are underway to continue to reintroduce the bird to its native island. But, of course, there's work to do before other conservation projects can be embarked upon. One very important task is to conduct surveys on the island. These would be to establish the degree of local support. Without this, the success rate of projects will be considerably lower. An assessment is already being done as to the state of the current water supply, vital to any creature's survival. Now, does anyone have any questions?
That's the end of part two. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part two.